Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, speaking to you from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Buckhead, overlooking the majestic skyline of Buckhead, where it is a cold, dark, dreary, lugubrious day here in the city. One where you really just don't want to just be out a bunch. Now, it's not cold like where I grew up in Boston, like where my brother is, who will be calling in here pretty soon. But it's just that kind of nasty chill that makes the day terrible. As we've been talking since I began this program a year ago, maybe just even a little bit more now, my initial purpose was to try and rally people to teach them things about who they are and what our heritage is, to prevent the election of Barack Obama, who I, in my thinking, would be a catastrophic choice for us. And I believe that that's true. The 10th president of the United States was an old man when he was elected, and on the day of his inauguration, to prove that he was still fit and trim, he stood outside and delivered a two-hour speech in Washington in the bit of cold, caught pneumonia, and died 30 days later, never having done one thing in office. I believe he was a better president than Barack Obama. At least he did no harm. Now, in all of that, I'm just wondering what this nation is going to be like in the years to come. Where will we be when his time is over? Will he leave peacefully, like all of his predecessors? Will there be something different? I don't know. As I sit here doing the radio broadcast, having no political power, there's not much that I can do about it in my capacity as a citizen. But there are things that I can do about it. And here's one of them. I don't have the power within me, nor do you, nor does anybody listening. All of us together, collectively, have a great deal of power. But there is one who has greater power than that, and that, of course, is the Lord. Today, I posted a prayer about restoring America on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And I'm thinking that I'm going to begin the program from now on by having a little homily or a prayer. And this is what I wrote and published. The name of the prayer is, Lord, restore our nation. Lord, I feel so grieved and disheartened as I see how far America has strayed from the nation we once were, from the people you called us to be. As our narcissistic leader seeks to enhance his power, betraying the public trust repeatedly, he points a blaming finger at others, repeatedly condemning them for his failures, as I watch him abandon candor and forthright. I long for the honorable leaders we once produced, men and women who did what was right regardless of personal consequence, whether it was in their best interest or not. We have elected a spineless man, an empty suit who refers to himself as eye candy. He has appointed regulators who look good but are not. Czars with impressive resumes who lack character. Men and women who speak mellifluously of noble things while camouflaging their self-serving intentions with layer upon layer of deception, tickling the ears of the ignorant and uninformed, which most of us have become. As modern-day sophists, these unelected miscreants regulate our lives, mandating wrong while calling it right, as they repudiate what is honorable repeatedly, castigating it contemptuously as being politically incorrect, willfully and consistently they mislead us, while scoundrels benefit from their duplicity, licking their lips greedily. These malefactors reap ill-gotten gains at the expense of our great nation, insisting our debt, increasing our debt, as another piece of our cherished heritage is destroyed by their mischief. Lord, spare us from the calamity that is upon us. If we bow our knee and humble ourselves before you, will you restore us to what we once were? If you do, others will see that you still have a purpose for us, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Amen. I wrote that and posted it because it's exactly how I feel. I believe that these things have happened to us for a purpose, and that it's up to us to pick up the pieces once the devastation is complete and it's barely begun. That is exactly what I think is happening. Now, I'm going to welcome my brother, Richard. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. How are you?
Good.
That was very, very nicely done.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah. I want to say, if anybody wants to call in, I'm going to give the number because I don't always do this. And you know, we talk about a lot of things and they're important. And some people listen. A lot more people go to the archives to, you know, to listen to the program than to live. But, you know, regardless, if people want to call in, they can do so by calling 347-326-9949. Again, that's 347-326-9949. Now, I'm just going to say one little thing, and then we're just going to talk about this. I haven't really said this out loud to anybody, and I'm going to just announce it in that sense. I believe Barack Obama was destined to win the White House. I do not believe that his power just comes from people who voted the Democratic line. I think that this is essentially a spiritual battle for the heart and soul of this nation, and that Barack Obama is empowered by evil, by Satan. Of course, what that means is, no matter what he does, I don't I see something in it that I don't like. I don't think it's possible for him to do anything that I really agree with. And you know, I mean, Michelle Obama got out there and she, you know, she gave her an Academy Award last night. And I really think that's not a bad idea, and she did a great job. I don't care about things like that. But things that are important do matter, and I see things a little differently. I'm nervous that we have 5 nuclear carriers all lined up in a row in Norfolk because that's what Barack Obama has ordered. Now, and he's done this, you know, against the wishes of the Navy, who think it's, you know, very much like Pearl Harbor, you know, having things just sit there. And you know, we don't have the Soviet Union, you know, ready to attack us or anything like that. But 5 nuclear carriers sitting right there, you know, with terrorists running around all over the place is almost like asking for it. And it is as foolhardy as anything that I have seen in years. And you were in the Navy. What do you think about that?
Well, these aircraft carriers are supposed to be strategically placed around the world to be utilized in case of any kind of attack on our nation or any of our allies. And to have 5 of them sitting there pretty much leaves us wide open for anything and everything.
How I see it too. Now, it's I take a look at that and I wonder, you know, what in the world is going on that something like that, you know, would even happen. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, I just don't. Absolutely.
I'd be interested to hear back from that gentleman that was on about a month ago that was a captain in the Navy, a friend of yours. Yeah, I'd be interested in his thoughts as to why they're sitting there like that.
We may have him on about that pretty soon. I get concerned. We're scheduled, I don't know if it's already happened yet or not, but to give F-16s to Egypt, who is now an Islamic Republic. And the peace accord that they had with Israel is just about worthless. And I wonder why we are giving state-of-the-art military equipment to a nation that is so unstable and that really, you know, is no longer the ally that it once was. When Jimmy Carter, to his credit, had the peace accord and got the Nobel Peace Prize for that, and you know, he deserved Carter, you know, in my estimation, really was a very poor president. The one good thing that he did was create the peace accord that protected Israel's southern flank. Now, I do find it interesting that the movie of the year was Argo, which was the successful rescue of 6 hostages by the Carter administration. And the person that gave the golden statue for the, you know, the Oscar was the First Lady, Michelle Obama, and her husband didn't do a dadgum thing. In Benghazi. to save the, you know, the people there. Had it not been for the two ex-SEALs that lost their lives, there would have been 30 hostages, which is exactly the same situation that would have happened with Carter. Pretty amazing, don't you think?
Yeah. You know, you said it was all right.
That, and we have a press that has not pressed this. I was certain that...
They're not going to either.
No. I was certain that there would be people that would go forward and say, okay, let's get to the bottom of this. And when they got to the bottom of it, he would look so bad and be so discredited, just like Nixon, he'd be forced to resign. But that's not going to happen. I thought that when this case went before the Supreme Court about him using a Social Security number that's not his, which is identity theft. Now, that's something people understand. People can't understand $16 trillion as versus 17, but they can definitely understand identity theft. And that's what we have, but they wouldn't hear it. The Supreme Court didn't stand up for America. Now, when it comes to the budget and everything, even the conservatives, like from the Weekly Standard, Bill Kristol said that Republicans should just go ahead with what Obama wants with the financial things and then choose another thing to fight. Well, Obama won the election 51% to 49%. And who knows how close it really was. This country split 50-50. And yet they're acting as if he won a second-term landslide victory like Ronald Reagan did, which he most certainly has not. All I know to do is to turn to the Lord with this, because the situation is grim, and I don't see it getting any better. Do you?
No. Worse.
Worse. Now, it seems to me as if our rights are being systematically taken away from us, and these are things that have been held sacred since the founding of our nation. Now, I want us to comment a little bit about this, about the Second Amendment. Al Sharpton said, "People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country." Let me repeat that. People do not have the right to unregulated rights in this country. Now, if our rights are our rights, they're inalienable according to our primary documents, and those rights come from our Creator. The way Al Sharpton talks about it, we don't have rights that aren't regulated. Well, who regulates those rights? The government. That's all that regulates them, the government. Now, if the government regulates the rights, then who grants the rights? Are you there?
Yeah. Who grants them? They grant their own.
Well, in other words, if the government regulates these rights, then the rights come from the government.
Exactly.
But they don't. We never have had that tradition. We have never had that heritage. This is where the battle line is.
Until now.
Now, I mean, right now, yes.
Yeah.
It's very clear what the battle line is. Will we, as a nation, acquiesce to governmental control, or will we not? Will we say, no, our rights come from our Creator, and we're going, they're inalienable, and they're said right here. Freedom of religion, not regulated by government in any way, nor taxed, nor for them to tell people that, you know, well, you have to provide contraceptives and abortions in Catholic hospitals. That ain't going to happen. That's worth fighting for. And the Catholics, to their credit, see it. They get it. And they're holding their ground on that one. And, you know, the administration's backing off a little bit, but not a lot. When it comes to freedom of speech and assembly, I mean, you know, they're churning out these homeland militia, like, for what? I mean, we have a National Guard, right? Each state
yep.
has a National Guard. What do we need a homeland, militia for? What do we need this FEMA thing for? And why have they purchased, you know, like 50 million bullets? What do they need that for? I mean, well, we have something like Katrina. What are they going to do? Just drive up and down the street shooting people? I don't get it. I don't understand what that's for. And I don't believe for one minute that there's nothing behind that and that it's not sinister. I'm convinced that it is. Why do I think that? I think that because I believe Barack Hussein Obama is empowered by the forces of evil. I'm sure that a lot of people think I'm crazy for thinking that. Let them.
Let them is right.
You know, I mean, if you put it on the radio and broadcast it, then you got to be pretty sure that you know, I've opened myself up for a world of criticism for that one. But I'm convinced it's true. I remember, you know, when I started writing my blog, Pushing Jesus, about 5 years ago, it was all about helping people recover from some abusive situations that they have, primarily religious, but just abuse in particular, a lot of it. Husbands abusing their wives, wives abusing their husbands. People abusing kids. Boy, we knew that one, don't we? And, you know, and religious abuse where these pedophile priests just destroy these kids' lives, or, you know, where some of these great evangelists decide, well, you know, God says that, you know, that you're supposed to, you know, get parallel with me, which isn't true, none of it. And it destroys people's lives. And then once they're cast off, what do they do with them? It's like, they're of no value anymore, and they feel like that. And so that's why I started writing that. But at any rate, you know, with the stuff about, I put in some blogs about Obama, and And because I saw who he was immediately. There are a lot of people that don't. And there are people that still don't. More people than not. The people that don't care for him are a substantial number. But the people who do outnumber us. Now, if you take all the people that work, the people that, you know, just say all the people that are productive and actually work, there's a much greater number that don't like Obama than do. But, you know, we have a society where there are a lot of people that, you know, that that are just there for the dole. I mean, you remember last fall, we talked about that poster that was in the post office and all government things, saying, you know, giving a number for, you know, for food stamps, and it said essentially that food stamps make America stronger. You know, we really kind of laughed about it. You remember that?
Yeah.
Now, we said it made, I mean, the idea was that it made America stronger. I said, how would it make America stronger to make more people dependent? Well, it makes America stronger if your goal is to make people dependent. And you're the beneficiary of their dependency. So that's what Obama's doing this next 4 years. He's going to spend us everything that he can spend and waste, he will. He's going to dismantle us militarily. He's been doing it. And the goal is to weaken us, to level the playing field. And there are people, why? Million who are so deceived by this man that they will just go right along with anything he says, including the self-important media who don't pay attention to anything. They just go ahead and just whatever he says, they just buy the party line.
They just ignore it.
Just ignore it. So and you know, the Republicans, frankly, they're with a few exceptions, they're fairly spineless lot. And I'll name a few of the exceptions. Ted Cruz in Texas, Marco Rubio, Kelly Ayotte up there in New Hampshire. Is that how you pronounce the name,
yeah.
Ayotte?
Yeah, Ayotte, yeah.
And a few others.
Is it Graham?
Certainly Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Tough stuff.
Lindsey Graham.
God love him.
Yeah.
He has done a great job about that. He has held them in. So has John McCain. He's never been my total favorite, but on that whole thing about Benghazi, he's been straight up there, hasn't he?
Yeah.
We're going to be talking more about how returning to God and to the traditions of our forefathers is the way to recapture America. That's going to be the focus for the next year. Do you have anything you want to say about that before we sign off? Because we're getting pretty close.
God bless America.
God bless America. And, you know, you sent me that little clip of this, that little Brazilian boy, you know, with singing Amazing Grace. And I'll tell you what, I have had the Kleenex, so... You know, we're on the same page about that, brother. Let me just say this to everybody. Brother David, he said, God bless America, and that's exactly what we intend to do, is to ask God to bless America. Thank you and good night.